Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Sneezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
I've got a confession to make. I love to eat raw cookie dough. My addiction, Tamara, is starting to interfere with my work. This weekend, I was working on a new chocolate chip recipe for one of the new Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks, and I had this little problem where I thought my recipe was going to make 24 cookies, but it kept only making 20. And I was like, am I doing the math wrong? But then it kind of hit me, Tamara. It's because I was eating a lot of cookie dough.
I totally do that too. And it's amazing how fast, like, it's, oh, a little bite and then another little bite. And pretty soon it's like a bunch.
Pretty soon it's like 25% of my recipe has disappeared.
I feel you. And I have that struggle too, but one I have around the holidays also is the gifts we get. We get a lot of baked gifts and sweets from people. Like my students bring me lovely jars of jam and homemade muffins and cookies. And then my husband from his work gets these business gifts that are like giant boxes of See's chocolate or homemade peanut brittle. Stephanie, it is so hard to resist. So today we're going to continue talking about holiday baking, but give you some personal tips to help you keep from losing your mind and your waistline during the holidays. But first, a quick break.
Well, Tamara, baking low-carb desserts and making these fun things from scratch, I don't think it should be that complicated or stressful. So hot off the press to help you is the new Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook, No Time to Cook cookbook, where I can help you whip up some delicious keto desserts in 30 minutes or less. So don't wait until January. Go ahead and order now the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook, and you will receive a free pre-order bonus while supplies last. And the details are available at dirtylazyketo.com/
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, let's get started. We have 6 tips so that we don't go too wild with our holiday.
We don't want to be going too wild and crazy. And this is a hard list to come up with. It's like, how do we stop ourselves from going too crazy? Like, let's get creative here. These are some dirty and lazy tips for our listeners, right?
All right. What's our first one?
Well, for me, Tamara, I really just have to start by admitting to myself, I have to limit the frequency of how much I do holiday baking or not at all sometimes. Like I just really have to be aware of how often. What about you? Is that something that could help you?
Same thing. And actually this helps with my self-care too, because the baking takes a lot of time and it can be stressful. So why am I doing so much? Like I don't have to make homemade cookies for the kid's teacher or homemade whatever for the lawnmower guy or whatever, when I can just buy it. So not only does it help me keep from eating while baking, it also saves me time and stress. So I think this is a fantastic tip.
Yeah, because it's like you said, you don't have to always make, you know, fruitcake for a relative or make the homemade candy just because your grandmother always did. You can actually just kind of say, I'm going to make X number or only once a week. Or just really limit the amount of frequency.
Yeah. Just buy it.
Just right off the bat. Yeah. And buy it. Like you said, that's
Now I know some of you really get into baking. I'm not that way, but I have friends who like all year long, they just love holiday baking. So if that's you, maybe our second tip will be, which is to choose.
Can I just tell you something really embarrassing about tip number one?
Oh, okay.
I just thought of
what?
This is pretty sad. I just had like a total flashback. I used to bake, Tamara, every day after school when I was coming up. And the reason why is because I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even bake it. I would make things and just eat the batter. Yeah. I'm going to be real, girl. I'm telling you the truth. So for me, the frequency thing is a big deal. Like I can't do that every day. I can't even do it once a week. I need to be more strategic about how often.
Yeah, I think that's, and if you can just quit most or all of the baking.
Yeah.
For some of it.
I just had to lay it all out there for tip one.
And that's probably, you know, for especially like you tend to be an all or nothing. So that's like an amazing tip for that type.
Yeah. But anyway, I interrupted you. What's your number
two? No, I was going to say the second one, because for those of us who can't let go of all of our baking, maybe you can just limit it and bake one thing or just narrow it down. So don't make 50 things, 50 kinds of
cookies. Not every day after school?
No. For holidays, even. Just one of your favorites. And then just you have one day doing it. And that way you really limit it. And then you can go all in on that one thing. Like, splurge on, you know, the ingredients or the fun or whatever. And if you, that way you can enjoy doing it. But you know, what you don't want to do is every day during the holidays.
Baking, well, I like what you said too about like really putting thought into it. It sounds like you're saying be more conscious about what dessert you really love about the holidays, whatever that may be. For me, like gingerbread houses are a real big tradition in our family, but I have trouble not licking my fingers. I'm just telling you all my sad secrets. So maybe that could be my one thing that I get excited about and bake the homemade gingerbread and sit there and do that with my kids.
And the great thing about a gingerbread house is once the house is constructed, you won't eat it. Or
oh girl, you have not been to my house.
Would you take
1 year I made a village and I brought it to a party and I ate the whole thing. I just kept walking by, like ripping off the chimney, ripping off the front door. I seriously ate like the whole village by myself by the end of the holiday party.
That's too
funny. Embarrassing, Tamara.
You can make eat the chomp the back of the house.
It was gross. It was out of control.
Yeah.
But that is a good tip though. Bake one thing, go all in, do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and if you like the actual baking part, a gingerbread house is great because it's beautiful and you may not want it. You will, but maybe others might
maybe
not want
other
it.
People.
It'll keep them from eating because they're like, oh, it'll ruin my beautiful house.
That's true. I'm the only one that would just eat the heck out of the whole thing. Well, our tip number three, listeners, moving on because we have six for you, is to make holiday baked goods that you hate.
Great.
Now, why would this be effective?
Because then you won't eat it. And there are some desserts I'm not a fan of. That,
like what?
Well, I mentioned peanut brittle, or at some point I did. I thought I did. Anyway, people love peanut brittle. I hate it. I'm not a fan. So I could make that and not be tempted at all.
That's not really one that you'll go crazy for.
No. What about you?
You know, my mom always makes fruitcake and I hate that stuff. I have no interest in fruitcake. So I could definitely make that for relatives or a party and not eat it. It's just gross.
Who likes fruitcake?
I don't know. Why does my mom make it every year? And it's expensive. It's not a cheap dessert to make. She buys all those little, you know, candied fruits and expensive nuts and makes it for everyone in the family. And I'm like, maybe she hates it. And that's why. Maybe this is her strategy.
Yeah. See, now we figured out her secret. Okay. So we can just choose one thing or we can choose something that we hate. So that's good. Number four, we could swap out low carb ingredients.
This tends to be my go-to way to tackle holiday baking, Tamara, because I feel like I don't want to miss out. I don't want to deprive myself. You know, I'm making a lot of jokes about all the sweets that I've eaten in my life, but I still feel like I want to enjoy them. And I just need to learn how to make them in a different way and just use different ingredients, right? Like get rid of real sugar or real flour.
Yeah. And there's no excuse. Like we just did an episode on Carb Quick, or I don't know where, if it's going to be ahead or behind us in episodes, but anyway, look for that episode.
And Carb Quick is kind of like a real shortcut that you could use with holiday baking. You could still enjoy muffins or, you know, coffee cake and things like that. And just substitute that for the flour, right?
Yeah. Cause when we were doing that episode, I started looking around and honestly, Stephanie, I was shocked. Any recipe you'd ever want to ever make. I'm sure there's probably fruitcake with Carb Quick.
There's probably even fruitcake.
Yeah.
Well, even just, you know, if it's not like a baked good, but it's still a dessert, I use a ton of sugar-free substitutes. Yeah. I have a whole wall in my kitchen now that I've dedicated to cooking with products like Lakanto sugar-free sweetener, You know, sometimes I'll use Splenda. I'll use the brown sugar substitutes. I use it all.
Yeah.
Do you bake with any of those products?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. And I'm finding out, like, it's good to experiment because I'm finding out what I like and I don't like. Like, I've realized I really like almond flour better than coconut flour. So, because I'm not as coconutty person, but once you start doing that and like you can find which sugar substitutes you like better than others. And, you know, like with Carb Quick, I've learned I like the sweeter stuff with Carb Quick rather than the savory. So part of it's just experimenting.
It's like a matter of taste and preference. Like you can't give up, right? Because I think a lot of people do that when they're first trying to change their holiday baking habits and they think, oh, well, I don't like the taste of this sweetener.
Yeah.
And then they email me, which one am I supposed to use? And I'm like, there is no supposed to use anything. No. Like you have to try them all and figure out which one tastes good to you.
Yeah.
So you can tolerate it. Right.
Exactly. It tastes good and sits well with your system.
It doesn't cause you like gastrointestinal distress or headaches or nausea or whatever. Like you want to find something that's going to be something you can tolerate, that's affordable, that is, you know, in line with your values.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer when it comes to these substitutes.
And they're out there and your books have a lot, your books have a lot of ideas, but even beyond that, they're just everywhere.
So just don't give up, I think, is the key. Yeah. Don't try one and think, oh, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I think you have to keep trying and be persistent until you can figure out which, like you said, you like X, not Y. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Exactly. And not, hang with it.
Hang with it.
My first Carb Quick recipe I hated.
But then the second one you love.
I loved. So I,
It's the same with everything. I mean, it's all a matter of personal preference.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting too? Because I know a lot of our listeners will say, oh, well, I tried this sugar-free, blah, 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 and it was so gross. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not supposed to be perfect. That's what sugar tastes like. Like, let's be honest here. It's kind of like we talk about our vegetable episodes. People say I don't like vegetables. Really?
Yeah.
Really, vegetables don't taste like cake, or sugar-free doesn't taste exactly like sugar? Let's be honest. They are going to taste a little different. That's a sacrifice you make, I think, when you're changing your health.
Yeah.
So I do get really excited about that topic because I get a lot of letters saying, well, it doesn't taste the same. Well, it's not going to. You're not eating sugar. It's going to be different. That's okay.
And sometimes you get used to it too. Like at first, you're like, it's not like my usual muffins, but then you stick with it and you're like, oh, actually it does hit the spot. It's not the same, but you adjust your taste buds.
You adjust your taste buds. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know how when you have kids, life isn't the same?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your marriage changes, your social life changes. It's not bad. It's just different.
You
evolve with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's a good, you know, good but different.
Yeah.
Life.
I agree.
Sorry, children. Sorry to throw you under the bus. But your life does change a little bit when you are changing your eating habits. And that's okay.
Yeah. Just, you know, try to be open.
Try to be open-minded.
And try to adjust. Okay, what's our number five?
Number five, bake in smaller quantities. Like, I like this tip a lot because as I've shared, sometimes even if I bake something infrequently and I follow all my rules about sugar substitutes and whatever, I'll still eat the whole thing. Do you do that?
Oh,
girl, you left me hanging. I was quiet for a minute.
Yes. Well, no.
It was like...
I totally do that. In fact, the last batch of chocolate chip cookies I made, I intentionally cut it in half because it made 20. And I was like, I don't need 20. I will eat all 20.
I'll eat them all.
Because they're one carb each, but that's 20 carbs.
Yeah. And not necessarily like zero calorie, right? I think that's a sneaky part of holiday baking. You know, the net carbs can be deceiving.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're also like usually really buttery and
So
they got
all
a lot
heavy
of
whipped cream and
it's like
butter
full of
sour cream and
Yeah.
These are not sugar. They may be sugar free or lower carb, but they're still rich in calories and, you know, not really the best source of nutrition.
Yeah. So I think you're right. Cut it in half or, you know, you don't have to follow the exact recipe in terms of size.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the mug cake and I have some recipes in the No Time to Cook cookbook where I talk about like single serving desserts because I think that for me has been key where I can make one small serving and enjoy it.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is really awesome because it's deadly when you have a whole plate piled. Yeah, I know.
Tamara's like, it's the death of me.
It is the
death. It is. Like, who wants to make 48 cookies? I'll eat all 48.
Yeah, no, exactly. If you can't, what I've been doing, like, you know, if I cut it in half, but it's still too many, like 10 cookies is still a lot. So what I do is I take maybe 5 out and then freeze the other 5 right away. So they're not sitting in there.
So do you put them all in one Ziploc or how do you package them?
Individually. And that way when if I just want a little one carb snack, I just pull one cookie, throw it in the microwave or whatever, let it thaw. So yeah, wrap it. And then, and that's been a lifesaver for me. It's great. And it's because it's frozen, it's a little bit of a trouble. So
it slows you down.
Yes.
It's a bump in your lazy journey to do better. Right.
Yes.
Like it takes an extra step. I'm going to take it a step further, Tamara. And I hide the cookies in the Ziplocs individually from myself in the bottom of the freezer. And y'all know my freezer is crazy. Like I have a big freezer. So I put them on the bottom and I know they're there.
Yeah. Then but you have to really dig it out.
Yeah. It like slows me down.
Yeah.
That's all sometimes I really need. It just makes me think twice. Like, do I really want a 20th cookie?
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Freeze your leftovers or put it away in a hard to get to spot. Yeah. I also label mine keto so my family doesn't eat
them. Oh, you're right on it. This tastes gross. Back away.
They're like, keto, ew. Cookie.
Power cookie. Put like green bean cookie. Green bean brownie. I've heard of people storing their like keto or low carb treats in bags that are like vegetable bags.
Oh, smart.
So their family doesn't need it.
That's smart.
That's sneaky. That's going to be on our sneaky episode.
It is. We need to do a
how to hide stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, if you can't bake in smaller quantities, our 6th tip would be a great one, which is to gift away your holiday baked item to someone else. Stephanie, are we saying to re-gift things?
Not necessarily, but you know what's funny? I thought of this tip, Tamara, because I did this 1 year with my infamous cheesecake that I love, and y'all know about my secrets with the cheesecake. Yeah. But 1 year I was stressed out about it because I kept eating it, and so I was like, why? I just made these. I don't need, you know, I don't need all this. Yeah. Cheesecake. So I drove to your house and I brought you one.
It wasn't good.
A gift. It was a fresh cheesecake. But
it was.
Here you go. Enjoy. And you were all excited.
Great. It was delicious. Although
and it wasn't at my house, right?
No. And that's like, so if you have leftovers, bring it to the neighbors or bring it to your co-host. I was thinking too of like the candy and goodies I get from students and my husband. Mm-hmm. And this may be tacky, but I just take back this box of See's candy because it's so tempting.
You take it back to See's?
No, I just give it to someone else.
Re-gift it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't open it, like keep it sealed.
Right.
And just re-gift it. And I know that's tacky, but
I don't think it's tacky at all. We're the Dirty and Lazy podcast. So I did that 1 year when I was teaching. I got so much candy from the students that I went to a Christmas dinner and I put a box on every person's plate around the table because I had literally like, you know, 2 dozen boxes stacked up.
Yeah. Then we get that too. So college, not as much, but we still do get chocolates, a lot of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So giving it away at a party, that's a great idea.
But you got to keep it sealed. Dang it.
I know. But you know what? So it's and less energy you have to thinking of a gift for someone else. So. Yeah,
that's true.
But, yeah. Well, I'm curious, listeners, what your strategies are to enjoy holiday baking without the desserts getting out of hand. So tell us your tricks by emailing Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take one last break.
Listeners, as I mentioned, I cannot wait to share a bunch of my fun shortcuts and dessert favorites in the new Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. There's 100 recipes that are all low carb, 10 grams of net carbs or less per serving. But the benefit of this cookbook, Tamara, is that all recipes can be made in 30 minutes or less. So you can order your copy today from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to shop for books, and it will automatically arrive on your doorstep the first week of January.
I was just thinking, Stephanie, when you're saying that 30 minutes or less, that's great for holiday baking. It's only 30 minutes while you're around it and in the kitchen with the ingredients. So that's another tip. Use a quick recipe.
That way, right? You can get in, get out, less damage, right?
Exactly. So let's wrap up with our personal hacks. What's yours, Stephanie?
Well, mine, of course, is embarrassing, like some of the other tips and memories that I've shared with our listeners. But my personal hack for limiting the damage of holiday baking is to invite a friend or family member to bake with you. And I always do this. I always invite one of my kids or my husband to join me in the kitchen, because I find when I have an audience, it ups the embarrassment factor for me. And I tend to not eat all the cookie dough or lick the spoons or lick the beaters because I don't want them looking at me. So this really helps. It's like publicly embarrassing / avoiding the shame technique.
Nice.
What's yours?
Mine is to have some healthy snacks on hand, like even put it out while I'm baking. I did this last time. I cut up some veggies and my favorite dip. That way, when I started to reach for the little Lily's chocolate chips that I wanted to just pop in my mouth, I just went for the veggies. Or just, I think that's just a tip in general for the holidays too. Just have more of your favorite keto snacks right in front of you, in your fridge, on hand, because it's just such a tempting time of year.
It is. Good hack.
So what's the big message, Stephanie?
Oh, yes. I was like, I was daydreaming about the chocolate. I was like, that's funny. I just went there. Well, listeners, our big message today is that we hope that you'll enjoy the holiday season and enjoy and participate in all the activities and traditions on your family. But do it on your own terms. Make a decisive plan for how you want to enjoy holiday baking, if at all. That way, guilt or regret won't ruin your enjoyment.
Awesome. So are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review. And here's how. On your iPhone, you want to select the purple podcast icon. You search on the search tool for Dirty Lazy Girl, and then you click on the thumbnail to open up Dirty Lazy Girl, and then you scroll down to the bottom where you'll say ratings and reviews, and then you'll be offered some stars. Please rate us 5 stars. We would appreciate it. Then to leave a review, you scroll down and select leave a review, type it in, and hit okay. If you're on YouTube, thanks for joining us, and please subscribe to our channel. Give us a like and leave us comments in the comment section below.
Awesome. And I have one here from Kimmy. She is first week on Dirty Lazy Keto. Wow. And she says she is feeling great. She says the books speak her language. And it's literally the first type of book that she's put this much time into reading, which means more than you think, because in 30 years, she's tried and failed on so many things. But she says she took a chance on this, and it's actually her lifestyle forever kind of book.
Wow.
So thank you, Kimmy, and thank you for listening to our podcast.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.